are those of the hosts, guests of shows on KCNR, are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on November the 4th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in our chat room. And good morning, Indy Guy. You're an early arrival to the chat room. Of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
Bonjour, sir.
Bonjour, Bad Bob. Hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Well, right now, a little on the chilly side, and we've got off and on showers today, and then it'll become partly cloudy. 64 a high. The overnight low should be right around 40 degrees. Right now, a rather brisk 37 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards, one of our favorite places to go to. This weekend, they have a great harpist. Candace Lavosi will be up there on Saturday. 474-5546 for your reservations. And you always need reservations up in the music room because they are, you know, people love to hear the music, have that wonderful dinner. And Candace Lavosi is just an outstanding talent. You know, about the weather, though. We're going to have some tough weather come down here through this week.
Yeah, if you plan on traveling in the mountains, pack your kit because there will be snow in some of the passes.
Well, we got a call from some friends up in Mount Shasta last night that it's snowing up there. So they were getting a little snow. I don't know if it stuck, but at least they were already starting to get the snow. Linda is on assignment today and getting ready for a soiree that, you know, that we are paying off from the Turtle Bay auction. Somebody bought a dinner, and you know, usually people when they buy dinners, you know, they bid them up, and then you know, and I've asked people, and they ask, they say, do you actually serve the dinners? And we said, well, sure. I mean, that's why we offer them. And so we're having a paella dinner tonight for the winners of that. The Wright Smith or Smith Wright Law Firm are going to be at our house tonight. And we're going to serve it up. Rick Hill's going to be playing music. So that should be, we're going to have a good time.
Anyway, so you're competing with me, Carl.
just tonight. And yeah, joining me today, of course, is Reverge Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards, Seven Hills Land and Candle Company. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, that's can we turn him down just a little bit? Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, your voice is projecting. And Linda had in here last night all the girls. And they and so they have to everybody adjust the microphones at that. You know, we, of course, Anselmo's is one of our sponsors, but also are friends of ours. And you're in town today, just so you were coming through. And I said, Linda's not going to be here. Why don't you stop by and say hello and give us, you know, we'll talk about a few things today. We've got the Wells Fargo Minute here in a couple minutes. And, you know, but one of the things that, and you're probably more in tune in this, was what's going over in Europe and with Greece. And they were going to have this vote on a vote of confidence and whether they wanted to stay in the Eurozone. And with that, it means if they did not want to stay in the Eurozone, the whole bailout of Greece was going to go down the tubes.
And yeah, that could easily be the first domino in a series of, you know, little clicks and tumbles that you see on the table.
Yeah, from what I understand, you know, even though that supposedly there's the United States doesn't have a lot of investments in there, I don't know if that's true, but I guess France and Spain and a few others were really in fear that if they voted this and they voted out that, then Greece was going to default on all of its bank loans.
No, we've been quietly covering some of that debt. I understand that the amount, we have about $30-35 billion in exposure over there.
The United States does.
That's what I've read, yeah. I don't know that as a fact, but that is what I read, yeah.
Okay. Well, but still, with a Greece going down like that, like we said, could be a huge impact. And as somebody said from the administration, we've gotten to be such a world economy And if one goes down, it could affect all of us, which I'm not crazy about that.
Well, what happens is that Greece won't implement the austerity measures that are necessary to bring that debt under control. When I was a kid, I remember my father said, well, everybody knows what to do. It's just it's having the stomach to do it and the will to do it. And you have to hold your country together while you take measures of austerity. And that's, you know, it's often not the easiest thing to get to do in a place where your own voters are furious and rioting. We already have some of that here.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But first, we're going to go to the Wells Fargo advisor here with our Market Minute, Chris Lesondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 107 points at 11,937. The S&P 500 down 13 points at 1247, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 28 points at 2670. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 131 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 24 cents at 667, Chesapeake Energy down $1.49 at 27.55, Alcatel-Lucent down 44 cents at $2.32, while Ford is down 9 cents at $11.23. Of local interest, PG&E down 14 cents at $40.72, Safeway's off 6 cents at $19.10, and North Valley Bank down 40 cents at $9.90 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.08%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's up 13 cents a barrel at $94.20, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $9.86 an ounce at $1,752.79, while silver's down 35 cents at $34.11 an ounce. This is Chris Lesondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Yeah, we were kind of looking at that with votes. I thought if anything, that vote where they said they were not going to have the vote might have pumped, you know, would have popped up the market. But yesterday they were talking about not voting, and market was up. So today it drops again, and then silver and gold both dropped. That was kind of a little bit of a surprise on that. But, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 37 degrees out there, November 4th. Tomorrow we've got a lot of things happening. Our guest for this segment is R.C. Ensemble. We're going to be talking about some lawsuits. We're going to be talking about the Occupy the United States movement, Occupy Reading. We're going to be talking about the chances of the pot collectives going away right here in town. You know, I mean, these are all things that are... All things have happened in this last week. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, November 4th, 37 degrees out there. Join us in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in, just give your name or a name and hop in. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers here. My guest host today, R.C. Ensemble. One of the things that are happening, what's happening right here in town, and I'm really interested to hear what you think about, is the Occupy movement. The Occupy started with Occupy Wall Street, and they're still there. Thousands of protesters saying they want to change everything, that there's the 1% have it all and 99%. They represent the 99%. Then it's gone into Oakland and all these other cities. I asked my cousin, I talked to him yesterday, I said, well, what's Occupy Phoenix doing? And he was just, and he goes, I don't know if they're doing anything. I haven't even heard anything about an Occupy Phoenix. And I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Maybe he just doesn't pay attention to that. But even in Reading here, we have an Occupy Reading. Eight or ten people. You know, it started. They're down there in front of the city hall. They're there from sunrise to sunset every day in protest. And we're going to have one or two of the leaders of that organization here, so we can talk about what they're wanting. But I'm just,
as you said, it's 8 to 10 people.
Well, that's what I've seen. There may be more. There may be 25 or 30, but I've only seen at the very most 8 to 10 people. They have had rallies where there were, I think, 25 or 30 people there. But the point I want to get from them, or at least the knowledge I need to get from them, is what do they want here in Reading?
Yeah, good luck. I mean, I'm trying to change things too. It's not that easy.
Well, yeah, that leads us to this next one is that you moved to Shasta County here years ago. And you're locked in a lawsuit with the county right now.
I'm not locked into it. It's actually a pleasure to bring this lawsuit, just because I don't like the treatment. I expect the same government that I fought for. I expect the same services of government that helped me. I mean, they don't understand that the whole reason that they are there is to make life easier for me, to do things that help me. They can't do it contrary to that and expect the taxpayer to wish to continue to pay them.
And me is the generic me.
That's right.
It's the taxpayers. We've got a government there that's, their whole job is to run efficiently and to help the taxpayer achieve what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, you know, it occurred to me driving down here that maybe the guy to talk to about all this is actually Steve Allen. Maybe we should start talking to Steve Allen, because the union is the one that is actually in control of the style of service, let's say, that you get from the municipal employees. Maybe that's a possibility. Well, I like talking to the guy anyway.
Yeah. Well, Steve's an interesting guy. And, you know, and Steve's a priest. I mean, I know there's some people that because he represents the unions, that have a problem with that. But Steve always seems to be pretty upfront on where he's going with it. He's always been upfront with us. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things about the, you know, talking to Steve, though, but a lot of times the people that are in the positions he ends up talking to are not the managers that are making these decisions or reading something and saying, well, this is the way it is, as opposed to what it really is. And that in your case, can you just give an outline of what happened that's had you sue the county?
Yeah, I was just kind of spontaneously attacked by starting with one. Within 2 days, it was 5 agencies of government. It began with Fish and Game. They pulled in the Water Board. The Water Board pulled in Army Corps of Engineers. Army Corps of Engineers tried to pull in EPA. EPA kind of said not interested. The only thing that the County of Shasta thought it could accuse me of was a grading permit violation. So I am 3 years and about $150,000 into a fight. They must be also, at least to some magnitude of a number like that, over an $80 grading permit violation fee, which I did not owe and I refused to pay. And rather than just saying, you know what, somebody really came off with you the wrong way and this is inappropriate, we're sorry, we're not going to do that to you again. That's all it would have taken. But rather than that, they probably spent $40,000 of the taxpayers' treasure, including the money that they take from me, in this lawsuit to defend their, what they would allege is their justful and rightful claim to an $80 grading permit violation, which is still red flagged on all my property.
Now, the rest of the agencies, the federal agencies, all just said there's nothing here and left. Is that
no,
correct?
I had to fight them too, but once we got their nose right into the facts of the issues, they all mitigated out. They wrote letters of amelioration to the issue. Some of them instituted new policies and directed their staff not to behave in these ways again. So the feds and the state agencies have all left the issue, and they're not even involved in this lawsuit again. They just kind of left Shasta County on the dangle. But really what I've found is that behavior like that, that is so entrenched and atrocious, it really is an indicator of more things that are behind it. And that I don't really want to speak about on the air, but through this, it's almost like a biblical blunder of something so small, it reveals something very great.
That's a good way of putting it. And all this is over an $80 grading fee.
It starts there, but of course,
it's led to other things.
Right.
So. Now, and I've got to take a quick break here. One of the things, we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott, at 7:20 in the morning, our guest is Rivers and Selmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. We're talking about a lawsuit and the county of Shasta, which sounds like it could have been ended 3 years ago with somebody just saying, you know what? You're right. That is your property. You can grade on it. And we'll be back right after these messages. Free Fire Radio.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
That magical time of year is approaching once again, when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
I'm working 2 jobs and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm 1 out of every 6 Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bolland is on assignment, 7:25 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there. Good morning, chat back. Everybody's starting to jump in here. KCNR 1460 is where we're streaming. You can get into the chat room right there. We have our chat pack, which probably, by the way, after listening, after reading everything about the number of organizations that are under surveillance by Homeland Security, y'all are probably in it, so make sure that you take good pictures. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're going to go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mr. Summel.
Hey, good morning.
Not to come off terribly strong and gruff, but I'm concerned about this lawsuit that I've heard nothing about until today. And I won't ask any specifics because I know it's none of my business. I am a laid-off county employee. And I thought I heard you had said that you've got 3 years and approximately $150,000 invested, and the city has probably the same. Is that correct? Or the county?
Yeah, I really don't know what they've spent on their attorney, but their attorney, by the way, is a very nice guy, Larry Moss. I like him. But lawyers don't come cheap, and you know how that is.
Of course. The problem I have is that's $150,000. Maybe I could have kept my job. You'd think that maybe there's a time when we as citizens and we as people need to get a little humble and recognize the greater good and say, you know what, maybe I don't need to tie up this kind of money so that other people can work. Pay them their $80 and pick your fight, because it seems to me that you obviously ruffled somebody's feathers, and that's where the $80 suit.
You know, I want to thank you very much for this call. Your point drives right home to something that is very important and illustrated, and why I am in this fight. That's exactly the point. Thank you. Certainly, the county, let me explain a little fuller. I was renovating a cattle pasture, and that has nothing to do with a grading permit or anything like that. And I know the words, of course, of that ordinance by heart. I didn't do anything. I didn't owe them anything. I'm exempt. I'm an agricultural operation. Just instead of saying, you know, this was really out of control, I don't know who came off the chocks that way with you, we apologize. Listen, we really don't want to treat newcomers this way. Sorry. That's all it would have taken. But yes, the money that it took that they took away from your job is probably being allocated to legal fees. I don't know that as a fact. But yes, it is a total mismanagement of ordinary business of government.
Okay. And I think we lost Mark there. Is he still on?
Let's try again. His connection was not real
great.
That's Mark, are you still there?
No, okay.
Nope,
we lost
Mark.
Yeah. It sounded like he was far away on a cell phone. Well, you know, that's it. You did not sue the county for, you know, on a foible just to say, oh, I can do this. I mean, this has gone through several layers, including an appellate court that said you've got a case here.
Yes, the county it survived three demurs in the trial court, which is basically the county says, oh, please, he can't really sue us, can he? And the trial court three times said, yes, he can, and it looks like he's going to prevail. Then it went to the appellate court for 2 years, and the appellate court just last Monday came down with a decision that was entirely in my favor and said, look, this is a case that seems true on its face. He's likely to prevail. You're going to trial.
Okay, so that's the bottom line on it, is that it's all over. And I'm sorry, you know, Mark, you're right. Why did they get their backs up over an $80 fee that Mr. Ansomo was saying was,
I don't
RC
owe it.
Was saying is, I don't owe this, and just and then just let it go, but they didn't. And it's not just in his case, and we're going to talk about that. But first, you know what? Every Friday at this time, we have our fitness tip for the weekend. And Amy, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Amy, you're on.
Oh, good. Oh.
You got a couple minutes. You just got a couple minutes. Be quick.
All right. Hey, I always have people telling me that they just don't know how much they should be eating. And so just a really quick general rule of thumb. For women, when you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be roughly around a 1,200 to an 1,800 calorie range. And I'm not big on calorie counting, but it just kind of gives an idea out there for people to kind of have a knowledge base. Men, usually between a 1,500 calorie and a 2,200 calorie range. The thing is ideally you really don't want to go below what your weight is times 10. That's what's called your resting metabolic rate. And then what you can do really quick is take the amount of calories or take your weight times 10, and then take that number and divide it by how many times a day you eat. So in other words, if you're eating six times a day, divide that number by six, and then it gives you a range of what each meal should be calorie-wise. And then sometimes it's just another way for people to look at and go, okay, this is how much food I should be having, and it gives them a little bit better handle on things.
Hey, Amy, that's great. Thank you. Addison's Peak Performance, we've run out of time.
Oh, bummer.
Have a great Friday and a weekend, kiddo.
You too.
Right, we'll talk to you later. All right. You know, she's such a darling. She works down at Addison's Peak Performance. What a great place that is. Hey, we'll be back right after the news. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, a sea of red returns to Wall Street as concern over the European debt crisis once again takes a toll. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was approaching triple-digit losses, down 92 points. The economy added fewer than expected jobs in October. Companies added 80,000 jobs last month, coming in lower than what economists had forecast. The private sector drove most of those gains, which would have been higher, but they were offset by government layoffs. And CEO John Corzine resigned from his job at MF Global this morning. The move comes just 4 days after the now bankrupt company collapsed over its $6 billion risky bet on European sovereign debt. MF Global is also being investigated by the FBI and SEC over hundreds of millions of dollars missing from customer accounts. The company says Corzine won't seek a severance package. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Put your skills to the test. Push all in against the pros in heated rounds of poker. The hottest game in town. Play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic High Stakes No Limit Hold'em Tournament on November 12th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Your $300 buy-in gets you $10,000 in chips. A $150 rebuy for an additional $5,000 in chips. If you pay the rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips, totaling $17,000 in chips. Food will be served. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic Poker Tournament on Saturday, November 12th at 10 a.m. This major poker tournament sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Stay in the comfort of the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by November 4th. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with one in four adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes each year than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true.
Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda, Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Noises in the Background. This is by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 37 degrees, my friends. Go to Espresso Joe's, get that huge cup of coffee or cocoa or whatever you like, that special latte that they make so well at prices you're not going to beat in this town for handmade, specially brewed coffee. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley have discounts down there for veterans, and they support our community. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bad Bob, what's the rest of the weather? What's it going to look like this weekend?
Mostly sunny today, a high near 56, and winds out of the northwest about 6 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35, and showers increasingly likely over the weekend. Currently, it is a brisk 37 degrees, and this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, just to let you know is that even though it says brisk winds and possibly rain, it's not going to rain on the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow out at the city of Shasta Lake. I promise you that. You can go out there, and if you think it's raining, it's just your imagination. Otherwise, it won't be raining. Hey, our guest with us for this part of this segment is Kathleen Weaver from the Shasta County Arts Council Board, and you are the chairperson.
I am.
And Dan Christensen, who is the artist and sculptor from the Universal Precast on Clear Creek Road.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. And this is, we're talking about the unveiling here next Thursday, November 10th, at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Mm-hmm. So, that's Kathleen, right. Lean in here to that microphone and talk to me about it.
We started the process probably, oh gosh, a year and a half ago, and did fundraising, accepted many donations, and came up Shasta. I'm blitzing on this.
This funding for, some of the funding you're talking about?
Yeah, the funding.
It comes from the Shasta, you receive private funding from Shasta Regional Foundation.
That's it. Shasta Regional Foundation, they were very generous, and we were able to. We had a steering committee. There were about five of us on that, Carl and Linda and Pat Karch, myself, and a fellow named Jared
Lawson.
Lawson.
He's from the CalVets.
And he's
connection.
From the CalVets. That's right. A young man who had served in Iraq. And we put the word out to artists. We had 12 portfolios come in. We selected three. One is a bicycle rack that is powder-coated, has an American flag kind of stylized going across the top. And then Dan's piece, which is a precast concrete piece with a Northern California cutout and a soldier in this. He can explain it.
He can explain it because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. Okay. In fact, why don't we talk about what is your sculpture that you've done here?
Well, it's a synthetic rock flagstone, vertical, and the soldier, the serviceman, is represented by their absence. So you see them by the fact that they're not there.
Okay, and that's so it's, and when you're looking at it, you're looking through the sculpture.
Correct.
Essentially. So is there anything else on the sculpture there? I know it's of the North State. And
well, the outlines of the synthetic rock flagstone are actually the coastlines of the United States, and they're a little interpretive, and it's not meant to be a silhouette of the entire United States because it's more narrow than that. But it's to represent the coastlines of the United States, and the fact that the servicemen. He's not there. He's gone. He's either overseas or he's gone, defending this country.
Or gone.
Gone. Gone, dead. Period, yes.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's bad. Okay. We know that I've seen this, and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, is there anything else that's happening then with that?
With that, we have on Thursday just the unveiling between noon and 1 o'clock, and we're inviting the public to come and celebrate with us.
Now we're down at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yes.
It's right down off of,
it's on Shasta Street, 1885 Shasta Street.
Right. So if you go to Shasta and, Shasta and Court, down there and look for the flag, you'll see it. And this is, this is going to be done. And this is, the big thing about this, there was not $1 of taxpayers' money.
That's right.
That's being used. And in the sculptors that were chosen, part of this is that no taxpayer money was going to be used for the upkeep of the sculptures or the statues or anything there. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to be taken out of the taxpayers' pocket for
this.
That's
right. That's
right. This is just absolutely great.
It just benefits the whole community. It helps the artists in the area, and it welcomes the veterans when they come into the building. And it is the old library building, if people need a visual reference.
That's where the DA is now.
Yes.
And like I said, you go down, if you're in Shasta and Court, just head on down there between 12 and 1 on November 10th, which just happens to be the Marine Corps birthday that day.
Well,
yes, and of course the day before Veterans Day. So I find this such an apropos time to do the unveiling. We'll be there, of course.
Right.
And we urge other people. We'll be talking about it between now and then, but it's a beautiful sculpture you did.
Okay.
And you need to go out and see this. And plus the bike rack, because many veterans ride their bikes.
They do.
To the Veterans Service Office.
That's right. It's good exercise, and it saves gas money.
Well, and some of them don't have cars,
that's
the way they get around.
That's
so,
right.
Well,
we have a third sculpture that we're still trying to raise money for.
Okay.
And that is a mosaic wall that is a flag representation. I think, as I'm recalling, Mount Shasta is on it, and all of the emblems for all of the service organizations that we have in the United States. So,
and we've raised money for that, but we still need some more to finish it. And that, too, is also a beautiful rendition that will be a great addition to the office, because you can see it as you walk in as you can the other ones.
Right, it's a wonderful wall, and it's it'll be, the flag, red, white, and blue. So
super. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
If we have anything else we want to hit here before we go? Okay, it's going to be
a week.
It'll be next Thursday, November 10th, from 12 to 1. We'll talk about it several times before that. I urge everybody to go down there and see this beautiful work. And, again, this was done by donations from people that wanted to really take the Shasta County Veterans Service Office that does so much for our veterans in the North State here. And it's a way, so when the veterans walk in there, it gives them a feeling of also pride.
That's right.
And of where they're going to and of what they've done, especially Dan with yours, the missing servicemen.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful. Okay, Colin DeBott, we'll be back in just a minute. This is Free Fire Radio.
Your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. Next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Craftsmanship, quality, and guarantee shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Rackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Rackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Rackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot. And I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Botland is on assignment, 7:46 in the morning, November the 4th. Hey, tomorrow's big day we've got, and we're going to have the Marine Corps Color Garden here in a few minutes to talk about the parade tomorrow, Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. This is they travel over the United States, and they love it up here. This is the second time they've been here. They were at our Reading at the...
we met them together last year.
That's right. They were, we're going to get to see them. Well, I know you've got to run here in a few minutes, but we're going to have the Mounted Color Guard here, and it's a prestigious billet to be assigned to this because they are out in the public eye all the time. So, and we'll talk to them, but how do you get from combat in Iraq or Afghanistan to riding a horse in the parade in Cody, Wyoming during their front, during their rodeo days, which, as they've said to me, is a pretty good time. We've got the we talked about the lawsuit, and let's talk about Occupy people. And I really don't feel comfortable in saying this is what Occupy Reading wants. I've read a few things about what they want, but until we get them in here, and I can sit down and say, so what do you really want to achieve by this? Is it to raise consciousness for what?
I'd like to talk to them personally. I don't know if that could be arranged, but I am actually one of that the fabled 1%. That is me. I'd like to know what they want from me.
They want you not to be 1%. They want you to be part of the 100%, I think. I mean, from what I'm getting is that, and some of the things that have been said, and again, this is not from the Occupy Reading group, because I have not, we've talked, we want to have them on the show, and they're welcome, and they want to come on, so it's going to be fine. But I listened up to Occupy Wall Street and some of the others that it appears that they want the government to restrict about how much money people can make.
You know what? I don't think they understand that Wall Street is shorthand, like Hollywood is shorthand. You can't occupy Wall Street any more than you can occupy Hollywood. Hollywood is people at changing the colored pages in script and shooting scripts. It's bank financiers, Comerica. I mean, it's a huge industry. Wall Street is just shorthand for the way the world exchanges capital, goods, and services.
And so when they're there, it's a symbolic thing, obviously, but they want what changes do they want? Do they want the fact that banks, that we have a federal bank, do they want to get rid of that?
No, I don't think that. I don't know. Can we not lure one of you occupiers out here onto the call lines? Call us and tell us what your bag is, baby.
Well, that's, and so when we have the, like I said, we're going to get them on as soon as we can. The idea being is if you're going to occupy Reading, I take a look at, okay, why, I want change.
Why would you want to?
Well, no, it's occupy Reading. It's, if you're here for change, what is the change you want to make? Well, you're not going to change the Chase, you know, Chase Bank or Bank of America from right here in Reading. But what are things that you can change? Can you change something like, can you say PG&E? Not PG&E, but REU, Reading Electric Utility, charges too much. They keep too much in their funds, in their slush fund there. Can you say this is a change we'd like to make so, you know, so people don't have to pay as much for electricity?
No, I don't know. I'm not the most informed person about the Occupy movement. I just look at them from a strategic level, let's say, right? I've never heard them being targeted about any demand in anything specific. It's just, it's a gestalt movement about the ills of Western civilization, right?
I think that they want to, you could be, that's...
I don't want to put words in their mouth, but
and you can be perfectly right about that. You can be perfectly right, but is their bottom line is that... that we have 1%, if they keep saying the 99%, and I've seen the comments in the chat room here saying, wait a minute, I'm not, they do not speak for me. They do not speak for that that 99, you know, I may be in that 99%, but you sure as heck don't speak for me. I think of people that, you know, in capitalism and the in the broad sense of capitalism like we are in our small businesses here. Is that we want to succeed. We want to make money. We want to provide jobs. We want to build what we have. And that if they're trying to draw lines and say, okay, you can only be so successful, I don't like that.
No,
I don't like anybody telling me I can only be so successful.
I'm an old cold warrior as you are, but I've had firsthand experiences in Russia and Poland, Lithuania, Czechoslovakia in the old days, when you start eliminating any incentives and all choices, let me tell you a good snapshot of that is when you buy a chicken over there, it's a freezer locker with a bunch of frozen chicken carcasses in it. It isn't made by Swanson or Purdue. You pick out a frozen chicken carcass, and that's your soup chicken.
Right, and if you go back now, like, you know, I lived in Croatia and traveled throughout Eastern Europe. They're very happy with the idea of capitalism. What they don't like is the idea of the socialistic trends they've gotten into, where they're paying 65 to 70% of what they've earned to the government to get services they don't get anyway. In other words, oh yes, we pay 65% in our taxes so we can have free medical, but we can't see them because it's so crowded. We got to take a quick break. Jimmy, you'll be up as soon as we get back from this break.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:55 in the morning, November the 4th, 37 degrees out there. Our guest, R.C. Anselmo, Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. Good morning, R.C. Welcome back again. We were talking on the break. We were talking on the break about a couple of things, but we have a call or two. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and everybody out there.
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing great. I live in America, and I got a job.
Hey.
All right.
Not today, though. I'm not working today. But anyway, you know, this protest deal is really, you know, when I see it on the news, it seems to me that a lot of these protesters are out there just to, because they get off on the anarchy side of protesting, you know, with vandalizing and, you know, the other shenanigans that go on there. It's just really pathetic. And it seems to me that if people want to protest because of what's wrong with America, they should be protesting our legislatures, you know, and some of the state capitol buildings, and even, like Carl said, some of the county seats. Like, look at REU. They have a monopoly on our power here in Reading, and, you know, why aren't people protesting our politicians instead of, you know, the Wall Street people?
Well, that's a good point. Why aren't they? You know, it's the fact is the politicians are the ones making the decisions out there.
Well, you know, right. the more I look at things, Jimmy, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but the more I look at government, the more I have to deal with it, the more I am persuaded that there are no answers in that beast. It is only problems, and if you address one, it creates more somewhere else. I'm very clear in my mind, all we want is a drastically reduced size of government with more limited powers. They cause all the problems. They cause cancer, for Christ's sake. I know that.
Yeah, it just seems to me that, you know, it's our legislatures, you know, people in Congress and the lobbyists that are the main problem that let, you know, these institutions in Wall Street get away with what they do. And I just wanted to shout that out, and I'll listen to the rest on the
Okay, end. Jim. Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. You know, and I think Jimmy is hit the nail there, is that we have our government, we have our elected representatives, but we also have organizations that pay millions of dollars to them to get their ear. And and a smaller government, Texas, by the way.
Yeah,
we only got a couple minutes. Can't really get into what we were going to talk about there, but Texas only meets every other year, their legislature, and they pay them $26,000 a year to meet every other year to make Texas one of the states where there's jobs produced and people move there and there's electricity and everything. So, you know, less government.
Yeah, but Carl, I really think you should tell the listeners what you said to me during the break. I asked Carl, what about the Occupy movement worries him the most? And tell them what you
said. Well, yeah, in our last couple minutes here, here's what I'm concerned most about, is that we're not seeing violence yet, except in Oakland, you know, and a couple other things. That is it going to start ramping up where there's violence, and then at this point, the violence is going to be used to cause city leaders or county or state or national to make changes. You know, they're voting out of fear. They're voting out of this, oh, my gosh, we're having riots. You know, that's happened before in our country.
Well, to me, it's very clear that that's the entire mission.
Well, you know, and if this is it, is to cause people to vote because of fear. There's one thing to sit there and to be peaceful and just say, hey, we don't agree with this. That's one side. If the violence begins, now we're talking about something else. Now we're talking about an act of terror. And which is what the definition of terror is, using violence to change people's minds to make them do things. Anyway, hey, we've got to run here. When we come back, we have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We're going to be talking about parades. We're going to be talking about them.
JCNR Shasta Ready.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
There is continued job growth.
Labor Commissioner Keith Hall telling lawmakers employers added 80,000 jobs in October, continuing a string that's not enough, he concedes, to make headway.
It's keeping up or close to keeping up with the population, which means it's not strong enough to start lowering the unemployment rate.
Though the unemployment rate did inch down in October for the first time since July to 9%, a separate survey showing more people finding work. Republicans calling the jobless rate unacceptable and urging action on bills already passed in the House.
All of these bills continue to stack up like cordwood in the Democratic-controlled Senate.
Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling. President Obama speaking just moments ago in France at the end of the G20 summit, urging Congress to think twice about rejecting his jobs bill.
The only proposal out there right now that independent economists say would actually make a dent in unemployment right now. There's no excuse for inaction.
This after the Senate rejected another piece of his package last night over concerns about tax hikes to pay for it. More than 2 years after Michael Jackson died, the fate of his personal physician is in the hands of a jury. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live in L.A.
The jury deliberation will get underway shortly. The 7 men and 5 women will have a chance to go back over their notes, sift through 300 exhibits, and focus on yesterday's closing arguments before reaching a verdict.
The evidence in this case is abundantly clear that Conrad Murray acted with criminal negligence.
Some legal experts say a verdict will likely be reached by the end of the day. Lisa?
Thanks, Sabrina. The Israeli military says the Navy has just boarded 2 protest boats, ordering them to stand down.
This is the Israeli Navy.
Those boats had been on their way to Gaza to try to break Israel's blockade of the Palestinian territory, the takeover described as peaceful. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A Sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage financial software with Sage connected services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage financial system so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Herman Cain campaign done with talking about old sexual harassment complaints, at least publicly.
The media this week has been a cesspool, and we're not going to swim in that cesspool anymore.
Campaign manager Mark Block as Cain prepares to speak later today at the American Dream Summit in D.C., where fellow Republican Mitt Romney is also scheduled to appear. The company that pioneered online group discounts is now trading publicly, and stock in Groupon jumping nearly 50% in the opening minutes today, the surge reflecting demand for an internet company whose business model is still considered unsustainable by some outsiders. It's the game of the week in college football, maybe the game of the season so far. Two top-ranked teams squaring off Saturday.
It's not just one versus two. It's an SEC rivalry, and the loser may lose any shot at the national title.
It's fun to play in games like this.
Alabama hosts top-ranked LSU Saturday night, but Coach Nick Saban doesn't want his players caught up in the hype.
It's important to be able to stay focused.
LSU coach Les Miles says his defense needs to come to play.
Our linebacking corps is going to have to step in there and be great tacklers.
Fans can't wait. Trash talking on both sides, even on Capitol Hill.
The honey badger takes what he wants.
Senator David Vitter referring to star LSU defensive back Tyrann Mathieu. Louisiana's senators have a bet with Alabama's. The losers have to wear the other team's colors on the Senate floor next week. Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Thank goodness for college football, because there is no basketball, and now some locked out NBA players may have had enough. Reports surfacing of dozens of players willing to now consider decertifying the union. Even as word also surfaced yesterday that talks between the players and owners will resume tomorrow, the union denies anything other than unity. Wall Street right now, a sell-off. The Dow down 151. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 on November the 4th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join the chat room, as many of y'all have. Jimmy, good morning. Big Brad, indie guy. Sharon was there. Okay, they're talking about conspiracy theories, which is great. Not that there's not enough out there. You know, I haven't heard anything lately about the contrails. And, you know, the big one was last year was that contrails were dumping all these aluminum particles into the atmosphere, and I haven't heard anything about that lately. Maybe they've gone away, or maybe somebody, they found a new conspiracy here. Bad Bob, it's weather today in this weekend, because we're going to have parades. We've got all types of things happening.
Could be dodging a few raindrops at that parade in between now and then. Patchy fog and then mostly sunny this afternoon, a high near 56, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 35. Again, showers likely for your Saturday. And currently in downtown Reading, actually out at the Reading Airport, which always puzzled me because nobody actually lives there, 38 degrees. Is our current temperature. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. You know, and he gets embarrassed because he's here, and we're talking about Anselmo Vineyards, but they bring the weather report two or three times a day during the shows here. And Candace Lavolsi is going to be out there for this weekend, Saturday. So give him a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Candace is just absolutely the best, the exquisite harpist. And she does a great show out there. So here's a chance to go out there and listen to her for 3 hours from 6 to 9. Just give them a call, 474-5546. Okay, I tell you what, before we get into our guests who are sitting here at attention, okay, rigidly at attention, let's go to the Wells Fargo Advisor for our Market Minute with Chris Lasondop. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into the final trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 147 points at 11,896. The S&P 500 down 16 points at 1244, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 30 points at 2668. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 232 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 34 cents at 1783. Intel's off 38 cents at 2381. Microsoft down 43 cents at $26.08, while Apple was down $2.90 at $400.15. Of local interest, PG&E down 36 cents at $40.50. Safeway's up 3 cents at $19.19, or North Valley Bank is down 40 cents at $9.90 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil's down 80 cents a barrel at $93.27, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $11.41 an ounce at $17.51.24, while silver's down 45 cents at $34.01.
This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
They don't. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. And you know what? Chris and Wells Fargo was on at 708-808. And 9:08 in the morning, plus in the afternoons. And in case you haven't caught them, too, we have the O'Reilly Minute. Bill O'Reilly's on at 6:30 and in the morning, and again at 6:30 at night. So it's, you know, listening to what O'Reilly thinks on there. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning. When we come back, we've got the Marines have landed. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just got back today. That had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
This is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio.
When I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob, Linda's on assignment, late 11 in the morning. It's the 4th of November. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live and chatting on KCNR 1460. Angel, I got your message. Our guest, and they told me, asked me. They could tell me once. We have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guarders here with Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Hey. I know, it's hard to rub off there, you know. Welcome back to Reading. We're glad you're back. You're here for the Veterans Day Parade.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we get started with you, we've got somebody on the phone line here. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dan. How are you?
Doing great.
And you're calling about?
Oh, I'm calling in to talk about Herman Cain for one thing today.
Okay. Okay. What about Herman Cain, Dan?
Oh, well, that's supposed to, I mean, just amazing how the media have been trying desperately to destroy him on this as a, you know, nothing in comparison to what they did with Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Back when Bill Clinton was, you know, had not one, not two, but three separate sex scandals in the same amount of time, they only did seven news stories, you know. For Herman, they've already done 50, and that doesn't count last night.
Well, I don't know what happened last night, but I understand.
I think they did three more at least. I just, you know, the media has been covering this with a blanket with Herman, with, you know, for Herman Cain. For Clinton, they barely touched on it.
Well, you know, I think Dan, you're right, and I think that even though there was probably more stories than you think about Clinton, but the bottom line on Cain is it harming him? Since these stories have broken, he's already, you know, he's received $1.4 million worth of, you know, campaign donations. So that's good. You know, here's my thing about it is they're taking, these allegations and, like you say, they're blowing them up. People are going to start showing up. And I look at it kind of like the Clarence Thomas thing. They're going to focus on something that can't be proved. And this is going to be, oh my gosh, this is a, you know, the man can't be president because of this. Well, Bill Clinton proved that you can be president because of, you know, in spite of this. And this is not even, and he did it. And he did it while he was president. As the commander in chief, he was doing things that men and women of the much lesser rank than he were being thrown out of the service for. So that's what I look at.
The media are systematically working their way through the Republican field. Whoever's the leader, they try to demonize. In fact, they went after Sarah Palin before she became even a candidate, so we're going to destroy her. They went after Perry before he announced, oh, how dare he be a Christian, we're going to go after him. Then they went after Perry again like he's Goliath, and they hit him with a rock that, you know, 28 years ago got painted over by his family, and they, in the state as large as Texas, they couldn't even find one photo of, but somehow they went after him. They say Michelle Bachmann's crazy. They talk about Mitt Romney. Oh, he's a freaky Mormon, and they talk about that all the time. It's just a systematic plan, and I plan because there's no organization to media, but a systematic attitude that they're going to destroy whoever the Republican frontrunner is, and then they're never going to do that kind of due diligence on Barack Obama.
Well, I guess that leaves a lot of other media outlets like that we have that will have to do the due diligence on Barack Obama, the president,
I hope you're right, but that wasn't the case. I mean, there's such a huge media infrastructure in this country that is liberal. All the whether it's the major networks or CNN or MSNBC or the top newspapers, and they have resources that unfortunately the conservative media outlets don't. I remember the last campaign, you got Barack Obama, who is a confessed drug user from his earlier days, using marijuana and cocaine, according to his own book. Now, if it's Herman Cain, you would take him at his word. So that's all he did. Did anybody investigate that? No. Instead, what they did, the New York Times did a huge front-page story on the drug use of John McCain's wife as a result of a legal surgery and legal drugs. But no investigation of what it's like to get high with a possible presidential candidate or, selling drugs to a future presidential candidate.
Okay. Dan, thanks for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. This is Open Line. This is talk radio. And so, and obviously Dan is really upset about this, and it looks like we have the chat room or talking. Well, what about Ron Paul? Ron Paul, they're just like almost ignoring him in the sense that, he makes sense there, but they're not covering him like it's kind of like, why haven't they turned the big guns on Ron Paul? I don't know. Maybe they don't regard it as important yet, but a lot of people do. We have a lot of people that support Ron Paul around here. Okay, I'm sorry, gents. Sorry, Marines. Okay, let's go back to Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole. You all were here for the Reading Rodeo last year. I guess it was this year.
Yes,
just seems like it was last year. It was a long time ago. This was your first time in Reading, and when you came here, I think you all enjoyed yourself.
Yes, sir, we did. It was a great town. So once they said they were doing the Veterans Day Parade, we decided, yes, we're going to come back to it. We had an amazing time in your town, very patriotic town, very supportive town, just one of these towns that you remember forever.
Well, that's really nice for you to say that. And this Veterans Day Parade is probably the largest in California, if you think about it, which is, it's good in one way, but it's kind of sad in another, that you have the city of Shasta Lake of about, how big is that, Bad Bob, 6,000? City of Shasta Lake?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, about 6,000. And they have 120 entries. They've got bands. They have veterans. And it's probably one of the biggest parades for Veterans Day in the state of California, which has millions of people. And I find that, like I said, wonderful in some ways. And it's kind of sad that there's not Veterans Day parades like this all over the state. So you all wanted to come back, and that's great.
Yes, sir.
The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is stationed out of Barstow, and you all use a specific type of horse in this. This isn't just something that you go down to the auctions and pick up, right?
No, we adopt them all from the Bureau of Land Management. They are wild Mustangs.
Wild Mustangs, and so who does the training for them?
They get broke at the Nevada State Correctional Facility, and we train them after that.
Okay, so the inmates at the Nevada State Correctional Facility take them. This is part of the program to help them, part of the rehabilitation program too, isn't it, for the prisoners?
Correct. It's a wonderful program, and they do a great job with the horses.
Now, they take them, and you know, the ones that you select are all Palominos. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when they get the horses, have you been there when they select the horses, and have you seen how they train them? I mean, is that part of what your mission is? Just so you understand it better?
Yes, it is. We actually go and pick out the horses we want from the Bureau of Land Management. And then we send them up to the correctional facility.
Okay, so you pick your own horses then.
Correct.
Okay. What is the criteria that you're looking for before they even go to training?
Disposition and color.
Okay.
Basically. And we try to get some temperament out of them, but they're wild, so.
How about size?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have to be. Where do you get them from?
We get them out of the Ridgecrest office.
Ridgecrest here in California.
Correct.
Well, they have Ridgecrest is – well, California horses are bigger than, let's say, the ones out of Nevada, aren't they? I mean, I've heard this, that Nevada horses are a little bit smaller because of the lack of feed, where the ones up here are pretty good size, because you all ride in pretty good size horses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Our guests are Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole from – I'll give their first names later so that you can hunt them down after the – after the parade. This is Carl and Linda Bott. These are the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They're here for the parade that's going to happen tomorrow in the city of Shasta Lake. We got to take a couple of minutes here to sell some stuff. We'll be right back.
Love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
That magical time of year is approaching once again, when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment, and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning. Linda's on assignment, November the 4th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's a great time because it's 37 degrees. Go down there and get that coffee. Get that specially brewed cup done by the T&B cuties. Oh, that's right. Gunnery Sergeant Bate wants to know what that address is again, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They give discounts to veterans. They support our community. They do a lot of great things. Joe and Shelley do for our community at Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guests today are members of the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Darren Cole. I got it in. You'll just have to just deny it later on. By the way, they change shirts with other people, so in case they get in trouble, they can... Okay. All right, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. How long has it been around?
Our unit was established in 1967. There were a couple earlier ones that were just local units, but... ours was the only one that was official unit through the headquarters Marine Corps.
And this was 1967?
Correct.
Okay. I know they used to be out at Camp Pendleton, and then they moved from Camp Pendleton to, I assume, Barstow.
It was actually a completely different unit.
Okay.
The one in Camp Pendleton was just a localized unit.
Okay.
So.
And that's, you know, come to think of it, they did. They took, volunteers did it, and they had their regular duties, and they would go out and ride on the weekends.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how do you get into the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Gunny?
Basically, sir, to get on the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, there is no experience necessary, as funny as that sounds. As Marines, you just get you get a phone call, like most of these guys that we have with us, they're all infantry guys, sitting in their first sergeant's office and said, hey, you're going to Barstow. Okay, to do what? To ride horses. Well, we have horses? Like, there's no necessary... For Sergeant Cole, and we got another one, Corporal Ryan, they found out about the Color Guard, and they called their monitors and said, hey, I want to come join the Mounted Color Guard. And they came in, they interviewed with us, found out they were good to go, and now they're with the Mounted Color Guard. But no experience necessary. We're looking for people right now, too. We're looking for between four and five more girls or guys to come join our Color Guard. So we've got two teams out there because we're going year-round, nonstop. We're getting more events now, so we need more people.
You know, this is interesting on it. And the fact is that you can't just, you know, like Sergeant Cole. You know, I've met Sergeant Cole at the last one, and I've met all of y'all. You all are just excellent representatives for the Marine Corps. But just because you want to be on the team doesn't mean you're going to make it.
No, sir.
You've got to have some qualities there, and one has got to be able to ride a horse at some point.
Yes, sir. They'll come down. We'll interview them. Basically, it's independent duty, so we're going to check your temperament, your personality, make sure, because we are the only six in the whole United States Marine Corps representing the Marine Corps when we go out to these towns. So you have to be mature, you have to be disciplined. So then they come down there, and we got Sergeant Cole and Corporal Ryan, and those guys are going to come teach you how to ride the horses, make sure that you know how to ride, get out there. Like, we have Sergeant DeJesus, this trip is going to be his first ride doing the parade. Like, it was my first ride when I got here, 6 months ago.
That's right. It was your first parade like that. Are there any women on the team?
No, sir. We're trying to get some. We take them with us. Like last time we were down here, we had Corporal Schaefer with us, and we took Corporal Diaz with us. So we're taking them out there. We got two who had us on our Facebook page that don't want to come out, and so we're going to interview them and try to get them out there too. So we got guys, girls. Like, we got two from L.A. who never saw a horse ever. I'm from South Philly, never saw one. Like,
I remember you telling that story. Is that you?
I thought I was racing cars when they said you're riding Mustangs.
I remember you out there trying to round up the horses. It was great. You know what? How many shows do y'all go to a year?
About 56 a year.
50 to 56 a year. So obviously every week you're someplace, and you told me something like you only had 8 days. You only had like 20 days back home.
Yes, sir.
This year
we got home. We were in Creston. From Creston, we came to Poway. From Poway, we came up here. From here, we go straight to Vegas. From Vegas, we go to General Jackson, change of command. From General Jackson, change of command, we go to...
Who's General Jackson?
Our MCI West commander. He's our boss.
Okay.
Doing his change of command from there, from the Rose Bowl parade. So now until January 2nd, we're pretty much busy again.
So you're in the Rose Bowl. Yeah, that's right. You're in the Rose Bowl parade every year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, Bad Bob.
I grew up with horses, and here you are coming into it having no background. What has worked is you are responsible for your own mounts from stall to event. What has working with horses taught you about people? Because it does teach you something.
It does, sir. It teaches you basically a sense of discipline, a sense of self-worth. Like, you need to get out there, clean your horse, brush your horse, saddle up your horse, check out his temperament, just like you would your kid. Basically, the horse is just like your kid.
Except,
you got that
except,
right.
Except it's 1,500 pounds.
It's 1,500 pounds that leans on your
you
foot.
You don't want to make him bad.
Yeah. You know, before we hit the break here, you've traveled so much and you've seen so many things. I don't want to be not positive, but what's been the worst experience that y'all have had? And you don't have to give the name of the town or anything.
Rose Bowl Parade.
Rose Bowl?
Yes,
really?
Sir.
Okay, how come?
Just like we were just talking about during the break, how your town is so patriotic. They stand up. They put their hands over their hearts. They're standing at a position of attention with the American flag. Just the respect that you see when you're in the town. Rose Bowl Parade, these guys will tell you, it's 5 miles long. People are sitting down, talking. American flag is going by. No respect whatsoever. That's why we love coming back to your town. That's why we jumped on this opportunity to come for Veterans Day and your patriotic town to actually represent.
Oh. And I have been asked to pass along from the KCNR chat room, thank you for your service and thank you for what you do.
It's truly our honor. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess that would be something. If you when you see people not respecting the flag and this is that, I guess that can be tough. I know it is for a lot of people to see that. And I guess when the Rose Bowl Parade, they think of it as an entertainment event, and that's it. And so what if anything else happens? I've seen around here that people didn't take their hats off when the national anthem was played. That people just get nasty, and they let them know, get the hat off. And a lot of times, it's people just don't think. They just need to be reminded. It's not that they'd want to be disrespectful. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest from the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of the things here, and especially about the parade. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. Wrapping the G20 summit in France, President Obama said world leaders are moving the ball forward on the global economy.
With respect to Europe, we came to Cannes to discuss with our European friends how they will move forward and build upon the plan they agreed to last week to resolve this crisis. Events in Greece over the past 24 hours have underscored the importance of implementing the plan fully and as quickly as possible.
He acknowledged the U.S. economy is growing way too slow. The latest U.S. jobs numbers are a mixed bag.
Hiring slowed in October, but the unemployment rate edged down to 9% from 9.1%. Yes, the economy added 80,000 jobs last month, but that's the fewest in 4 months. Businesses added 104,000 jobs. Governments cut 24,000 jobs.
Fox's Brenda Butner reporting. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's 8:35 in the morning, November the 4th. Carl and DeBotlin is on assignment. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're chatting. You know, nothing contentious today. Nothing, and it's Friday. It's the day before the parade. We got into a little bit this morning, but, you know, this is, we're talking to a couple of Marines that are here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time, walk in, great haircuts, great conversation, discounts for veterans. DC Tim and the Man in Black, what can I say? You know, it's man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. You go in there, and you know it's the magazine, National Geographic, and where Gunnery Sergeant Bates said he learned everything he knows about everything was out of National Geographic. You know, sports of field and all that. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, been supporters of our show from the beginning, and we're supporters of theirs. So,
I think I'm heading down there this morning. If I get a chance.
You need to get. Yeah, you need to stay a little bit closer to that beard there, bad Bob. Okay, our guests are from the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole. They've been here before. They were here for our Reading Rodeo. Had a great time and said, if you've got anything else that's opening, you know, or you know, we have parades or an opening of a store, or how about just inviting us up?
Yes, sir. Not just that. We get the greatest pizza here, too.
Well, now, last night, y'all came in, and your horses are being taken care of over there at Supervisor, Shasta County Supervisor Linda Hartman's place. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And they had a little get-together last night for you, so you had a chance to meet some more of our citizens of the North State. When we talk, you know, we talked about how the you know, how you get on the color guard, but you've also got something that you have your you have Facebook that
yes,
you that it seems to be a pretty lively book there, by the way, your page. So you don't want to talk about it so people can kind of follow where you go?
Yes, sir. Basically, we have our Facebook page. It's called the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. It's our page. You go and you search for it. We put everywhere we're going, we put all our photos up. Everything that we're about to do, everything we're going to do, everything we did. Like, we just did a group photo shoot in front of the Grand Canyon. That's our new photo that we get up.
I saw that one, yeah.
And we put up the people that we meet, and special thanks to people that help us out. We throw a little shout-out to them on our Facebook page. And Redding's got numerous shouts-out on that page.
Yeah. Yeah, we had people calling in after you all left trying to find you. I said, I'm not sure who you're talking about. They described you perfectly, Gunnery Sergeant, and I still didn't give them your name.
Nice.
That's okay. Now, somebody just said, is Carl talking to himself? Because our voices, I guess, sound the same coming over the radio. No, it's just the way Marines talk. We talk in a certain cadence. You know, and Linda talked to me. She says, you know, you've got to kind of like, you know, have your words be more even. And I go, well, you know, this is the way I talk. I don't think I'm going to change here. Sergeant Cole, how much longer do you have with this?
I've been in the unit for about a year and a half, so I have about a year and a half left.
Okay, have you had a combat tour?
I have.
Okay, and where were you at?
2006, 2007, I was in Iraq.
In Iraq. We're getting ready to pull out of there. I know yeah. I'm not asking for political viewpoints and all that, but 2006 and 7, things were still pretty rough there.
They were.
Who were you with then?
I was with 9th Communication Battalion.
Okay, and you were out of Fallujah then?
Correct.
Okay, well, I was there then. Yes. I think we talked about that. That's right. Yeah, we were there together at the same time. There's also another senior chief, Rob Burrows, who has the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, was also there with us. And it was a small world that we ran into each other when we came to Reading. So you go to 56 different events during the year. You're trying to spread out. You're trying to expand the color guard into two teams, an A and B team, or blue and gold, or whatever you want to call them, red and gold, and so that you can, because you have so many events you could cover then. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're trying to just split it, because we were supposed to go to the Washington, D.C. and go there for a month and a half, so a lot of events we had to put on the back burner. Like, we just got back from Grand Junction in Colorado and Durango. Amazing trip. Like, we wouldn't have been able to do if we were on the East Coast tour. That town is by far, like, as well as your town. Small people. It was raining. It was cold. It was pouring out rain, and we still had about, what, 5,000 people out there?
Well, easily, yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing that you all have. Everybody reads about, you know, and again, I'm not asking for political opinions here. I wouldn't do that to you. You know, the occupy this, occupy that. Oh, this is wrong, this is wrong. I think you have an opportunity, though, to see more of America, of the small town, middle America, than any politician does.
Yes, sir.
And you get to go into the town for a period of time, and you probably get to see the best. I can't help but think how uplifting that must be, is when you're in a parade like in Colorado or here, and how that must make you feel.
It is, sir. You're like, riding. That's why we bring, right now, you saw us last time, we brought two extra people with us.
Right.
These young Marines, they only see what's on TV. They only see what people are talking about. So we bring them to these parades, and they get choked up because they're actually walking, and they're like, wow, like that's moving. It really is. We get the best of everything.
Yeah.
Like, we were just in Barstow. We did our Barstow parade on Saturday, and we had people who were actually born and raised in Barstow who was in the Marine Corps with us, and we had them walk our parade. He was like, that was the best time he had in his life.
Well, you know, your corporal you had last year, the woman Marine, was from Barstow. Yes. Had been born and raised in Barstow, and ends up back in Barstow, which I think, I'm not sure what that part is about seeing the world, but I can imagine that. And then the other things too that I see that are just great. I mean, besides Reading, I mean, I think I know what the answer is, but what other town do you really like to go to?
Go ahead.
Our favorite's Cody, Wyoming.
We and why, love it. Why is Cody so great? I've been there. I mean, I think it's a great town, too. But why? I mean, what is it about that place that really strikes you all?
The atmosphere there and the people there, especially over the 4th of July weekend, it's so patriotic that it doesn't matter who you are, what your beliefs are, your political thinking. It's...
Cole doesn't like me to tell this story, but I always do it. I got thrown under the bus. We were doing the national anthem. This lady's out there singing playing the violin, the national anthem. Her mic goes out. She can't sing. The crowd, and a slight monotone voice in key with her, is singing the national anthem. Not too loud, just while she's still playing. I look over at Cole. He's like, don't look at me. He's getting all emotional, because it was. I mean, you got little babies. You got moms holding them. They're just...
It is emotional. There's nothing wrong with that. It chokes me up just hearing about that, because I love that.
Yes.
I love it. People love this country. I love that we have that certain percentage of men and women that will stand up on the walls. I love that. I love the fact that people respect it. I love it that people respect this country and will still go out there like that. There's nothing wrong with being emotional about that. 30 years in the Marine Corps, I don't know how many times I've been shot at, how many times I've had to deploy. It every time I run into Marines like you all, it makes it, every second of it, as bad as sometimes it is, makes it worthwhile.
It makes it worth it.
And then it makes it the people you meet out there, makes it worthwhile. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be back in a second. I think there's somebody on the line. We'll have you on right after this.
When you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Silver Casino, your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bodlin is on assignment today. We miss her. Hope she'll be back Monday. 8:45 in the morning, November the 4th. You know, if I've got to be not with Linda, I'm happy that I'm here with Marines. So, Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole are here. And so here's some of the comments in the chat room is, yeah, you two. You know what? Next time you're here, we're gonna have cameras, so you got to kind of watch yourselves here.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. The things like, how we're talking about and how we're talking, it says, well, that's the Marine Corps accent. You get that from yelling and getting yelled at for all those years. That could be.
That's right.
Okay. Now, hey, we've got a big announcement here. Today, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., the Salvation Army food drive is at the Kmart parking lot. Please bring canned or boxed food or money. And it's there to help people. You know, we've got all the holidays coming up. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. We've got Christmas. We've got all of those things happening. We can help people that are trying out there. I'm not talking about people who made lifestyle choices, but, things are tough. We all know that. Let's go out there and see if we can help. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at Kmart. Drop your extra food off. Drop the canned goods off. Drop in some donations.
Let me, with that one, if you guys come and bring a canned good to support the Salvation Army, we'll have the horses out there and we'll give you an autographed photo.
Hey,
we're going to support your town as well.
Okay, so you're going to be down there at the Kmart.
We'll come down to the Kmart parking lot.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be there, handing out photos with the horses. That's a great deal. So thanks a lot, Jens. It's going back to we only got a few minutes left here. Let's go to the phones. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and your Marine guests. Let me tell you, seeing this is Veterans Week, let me tell you about my experiences when I was a kid. I'm from back east, a small town, upstate New York, and anytime I was a pretty good trumpet player in high school, and anytime the American Legion had one of these military funerals. They would call me and several other fellows, and we would play for these burials. And there was no matter whether it was summer, winter. I remember one time, and there was snow, big piles of snow. There was a funeral, and they had a squad of rifle squad shooting guns, and there were several of us fellas played taps for the funeral. And also on November 11th, at 11 o'clock, we had several of the trumpet players play from high school. I was up on the third floor in the bank, and across town, there was another fella played trumpet at the courthouse, and another one at another east part of town. He was in an apartment building. Then at 11 o'clock, they opened the windows, and we played taps throughout the windows. And it was a big ceremony. And that was, perhaps they can maybe get some of the high school kids here and maybe do the same thing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? That's I'm pretty sure the I know there's a couple bands going to be there tomorrow. So wouldn't that be nice though to have like taps with echoing taps going?
Yeah. We had it in harmony.
Yeah. You know, that's good too. Well, just make sure, Paul, that you're there tomorrow for the parade.
Yeah, right. I live up in Shasta Lake.
Well, you'll be there then. You know, Linda and I'll be up there in the dais. Come, stop by and say hello to us, will you?
Well, that was my experiences. Well, thanks.
You bet, Paul. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Okay. In fact, the big deal is tomorrow at 8:30 begins the pancake breakfast. At 10 o'clock begins the parade, and it's being led by the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard on their Mustang Palominos. And how many people? You got, what, four riding? Or are you going to have, like,
actually,
86? It's going to be like a charge.
It is
going to
be, yes, sir. We got six riding. So that's what DeJesus, like I say, is going to be his first ride. It's going to be like how me and Gunnery Sergeant McConnell did and during the parade.
Like you
me
all.
And him are going to be in the front. He just got back from Afghanistan.
Okay.
And me and him are going to be in the front, and we got four of the guys riding with the colors. And we actually have a new kid, Lance Will Rivas, who's riding as well. His first ride was Saturday, so he just got his buckle.
Okay.
So, yeah, there'd be six of us out there and one walking.
Has somebody actually failed the horsemanship part of it ever?
No.
Are you too good? I know when you're teaching that you've got...
We don't fail. We're amazing.
I just meant somebody's trying out that when he gets on the horse, that you can tell right then this is not going to work for him or the horse.
No,
never
on
had
the horsemanship level, no.
Okay.
We might have attitude problems.
Well, attitude problems, we can always adjust that. We have attitude adjustment sticks. Okay, got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio. We have the Marines Corps, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard with us, and they're going to be in the parade tomorrow, but they're also going to be out at Kmart today for the Salvation Army when they're doing a big food drive out there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. So go on out there at 1 p.m. today and meet the Marines.
Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solius, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop. The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 8:55 in the morning, November the 4th. What's the weather there, Bad Bob?
It would work better if I turned on the microphone. Yeah. In fact, it's going to be mostly sunny today. High will be right around 60 degrees. Showers likely tonight. And for your weekend, looks like we could be seeing some showers, but don't let that keep you
in
waiting
the afternoon. Yeah. In the afternoon, we're all going to go to the parade. We're going to be there, Linda.
Yeah,
and I'll
mainly
be there.
After 11 a.m.
After
the prediction.
Okay, well then,
and
after
38
the parade.
Right now in this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. They keep saying that's right. That's right. I don't know. Hey, you know, our guests are the okay. Let me tell you what kind of. Let me tell you who these guys are. Besides just their names, going to be Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Darren Cole from the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We were talking about raising, you know, getting the canned goods and the donations out there at the Kmart parking lot for Salvation Army. They said, "Yeah, we'll be there at 1 o'clock." Well, that's because they just volunteered right here to go do that. They just said, "You know what? We're here. We're going to go help see if we can raise, you know, raise some money and get people to come down just to see us. Maybe they'll bring things down." So that's the kind of guys you are, kind of Marines you all are, and I applaud you for that. You know, I thought, well, maybe you already had that set up, but you didn't. So go on down to Kmart, get a chance to see the Marines and you know, see the types of horses, these Mustangs that they ride. Bring some things down there for the Salvation Army. Hey, next Monday, we're going to have Enjoy Magazine. We'll be on at 8 o'clock, of course, talking about their monthly issue. But also, Broadcast Blues, Sue Wilson. She is a progressive talk show host that's going to come on and talk. I believe the Citizens for Democrat Society or something like that. I'll get that on. Have brought her in. She's an author. She has got a lot to say. So she's going to be calling in at 7:30. On Monday, and then followed up by Enjoy Magazine with everything that's going on in the state that way. Next week, we also have on Congressman Wally Herger. We've got Aaron Ryan talking about what's going on up in the northern part of the state here in defending rural America. Big meetings they've had up there with the water rights and the land grabs that are going on up there. Police Chief Peter Hansen will be here with his replacement next Thursday. So it's going to be a great week next week. And we're finishing off, you know, finishing off the last few minutes of this week with the Marines is they come up here. They don't have to come up here. How many requests for your all's presence do you usually get a year?
For the month of November for the Veterans Day Parade, we had seven for this weekend.
For this weekend, and you all selected up here at Reading, which is kind of like a, we appreciate that a lot. But you know, but for during the year, how many requests do you get? would you say? Hundreds?
A couple hundred, yeah.
A couple hundred, and you can only do 50 to 60 of them, which is why you're trying to get the second group up and organized. Well, only thing I can say is we really appreciate that you're here, and we thank you for your service. Last thoughts here, Sergeant Cole?
No, I just want to thank the community for their patriotism, and thanks for having us up here.
And Gunny?
Just an amazing town. Like, Reading opened our hearts to us. Now we're going to see how Shasta, just being here as of yesterday, meeting the guys from Shasta, we can tell it's just going to be the same as Reading. We're looking forward to it.
We're all kind of like all the, you know, the same blood runs through all of our veins up here in the North State. And, again, we appreciate the fact that you're here. We appreciate the fact that that you serve our country. And, you know, this, it's in some ways people may think that, oh, the, you know, it's a color guard. It means a lot to a lot of people to see you all, and for you all to stand, you know, to ride down the street there. And you're a symbol. You're a symbol of this country and what makes this country so strong and so good.
We're thankful that y'all requested us. You could request anybody else, but you chose us, so that means a lot to us.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, what can you do? If you want to make a statement, you all make the statement. We all, you know, and Marines have done that for well over 200 years. Okay, thanks a lot, and I want you all, you know, I'm sure you'll stay out of trouble here. I know you're not going to go to any of these bars or anything like that.
What's a bar?
There you go. Well, thanks very much, Gunnery Sergeant Bate and Sergeant Cole. Bad Bob, tomorrow?
Sir.
All those shows coming on tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
We've got to start out at 6 in the morning. Oh, my gosh, we've run out of time here.
Indeed.
Hey, Linda will be back Monday. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world.